pundits and political scientists, sociologists and the couch philosophers, plus half us yahoos, will parse this last election till the cows come back to the barn that's leaning into yesteryear. Yeah, we'll find bigotry. We'll blame the Latino turnout, fault the woman's candidates, presumed expectation of presumptive victory, dig into alt-right and Fox News and Breitbart. We'll find plenty of fodder to explain a Trump victory. Jobs are going away, the middle class is shrinking, the gap between rich and poor, once a leapable ditch, is now a Grand Canyon. The white majority is gone and the immigrants are coming. The immigrants are coming. Terrorism rocks the Middle East and Europe and now here. College education costs six figures and may not translate to anything but a lifetime of tuition debt. And to top off everything, monthly cable costs for a citizenry desperate for digital opioids keeps going through the roof. What's a poor white boy to do? Well, vote for the carnival barker selling snake oil, a panacea for all our ills, that's what. I know this, if nothing else, there's a disquiet on the land, an unease out there in the Starbucks suburbs, a dread covering the wired cities. Change is coming, scary as a Terminator who keeps getting up after being killed time and time again. Terminator, of course, is computer we brought into the living room, carry on our belt or in our purse, wired our house to, runs our car, plays our music, knows our habits and buying preferences, watches us constantly. Future shock. It's here. It's been here a few decades now, accelerating like a car we've lost the steering on. Half of us can't program a Blu-ray, much less comprehend implications. We just see the landscape blurring at breakneck speed. The industrial age isn't closer than it appears in the rear view. It's gone. Nothing now but nostalgic longing for a past that it ain't coming back. Social fabric is being torn apart. We are Borg now, getting our news exclusively from Facebook. Only 15% of the Facebook news feed folks look somewhere else. You read it on Facebook? It's got to be true. So what if it's just pablum and paid pandering? It's all we need, right? We're morphing into the hive, and we know the relationships aren't quite what? Real? Deep? Meaningful? We don't know. We can't predict. We're afraid of what's coming next. Wait, what's that signpost up ahead? Nah, it's not Rod Serling. It's Mark Zuckerberg. It's Big Brother.